Today in Science from Wired.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Why fake caviar could be the solution to plastic pollution. An alternative to environmentally harmful plastic is already within reach. Seaweed by Stephen Armstrong. Imitation caviar invented in the 1930s could provide the solution to plastic pollution, claims Pierre Paslier, CEO of London-based packaging company Notpla. He discovered the cheap food alternative invented by Unilever and made using seaweed after quitting his job as a packaging engineer at L'Oreal. With co-founder and co-CEO Rodrigo Garcia Gonzalez, Paslier and Notpla have extended the idea, taking a protein made from seaweed and creating packaging for soft drinks, fast food, laundry detergent, and cosmetics, among other things. They're also branching out into cutlery and paper. Seaweed grows quickly and needs no fresh water, land, or fertilizer, Paslier explains. It captures carbon and makes the surrounding water less acidic. Some species of seaweed can grow up to a meter a day. Best of all, he says, packaging made from seaweed is completely biodegradable because it's entirely nature-based. Paslier noted an amazing coincidence. Alexander Parks invented the first plastic in Hackney Wick, the same part of East London that 100 years later Notpla calls home. Since Parks's first invention, waste plastic, especially tiny particles known as microplastics, which take hundreds or thousands of years to break down into harmless molecules, has been wreaking havoc in ecosystems across the world. Plastic pollution is proving especially damaging in the marine environment, where tiny beads of plastic are deadly to the vital microorganisms that make up plankton and which sequester 30% of our carbon emissions, without us having to build any new fancy technologies, Paslier says. Notpla's plans to replace plastic began with a drink container for marathons. This is, in effect, a very large piece of fake caviar, a small pouch that contains juice or water that athletes can pop into their mouths and swallow when they need rehydration. We wanted to create something that would feel more like fruit, packaging that you could feel comes more from picking something from a tree than off a production line, he says. Paslier showed pictures of two post-race streets, one where refueling came in plastic containers and one where it came in edible Notpla. The first was littered with plastic bottles, the second completely waste-free. The next step was takeout food containers. Even containers we think are cardboard contain plastic, he says, as grease from food would make plain cardboard too soggy. Working with delivery company Just Eat, Notpla has pioneered a replacement for the per- and polyfluorinated substances, or PFAS, the so-called forever chemical plastics that currently line cardboard takeout containers. It has even found a way to retrofit its solution into the old PFAS plant, so there was no need to build new factories. The company is developing soluble sachets for detergent pods, ice cream scoops, and even paper packing for cosmetics. And there's plenty of seaweed to experiment with, Paslier points out. You don't realize it's already available massively at scale, he says. It's in our toothpaste, it's in our beer, it's in our reduced fat products. So there is an existing infrastructure that we can work with without having to build any additional processes. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.